The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley and the issue I've been talking about, energy. Trump announcing a push for energy domination, not just independence. Harley.
Yes, well, Alan, I think this is interesting. What Trump has done recently in an effort, I think, to force the media to actually cover the story, is they frame an entire policy-themed week. He did that on infrastructure. You can't avoid having to do the story, even though there are plenty who want to make sure that our focus turns to things other than what the White House wants. So this is going to be a week of energy theme. And his goal is to make sure that everyone understands that his anticipation, his plan for the U.S. energy infrastructure is to build it into the biggest and best of oil, gas, coal, and wind and solar. He doesn't want to leave anything out. That's the plan. And he actually talks about energy domination, not just independence. Mm. For years and years, we've only talked about the United States becoming energy independent again. He's saying we can do a lot better than that. He's saying we are already a net exporter of oil. We should become a net exporter of all kinds of energy. And he said that sort of thing. And the other countries, he says, should do the same thing. Because everyone knows, if they know anything about the span of time and what it has taken for America to be economically powerful, it has been inexpensive energy.
Correct.
As energy's gotten expensive, the difficulties have grown for continuing that economic strength.
Same for Australia. Exactly the same for Australia. Terrific stuff. Well done, Harley, on that front. What's this extraordinary story about the girl falling from an amusement park ride?
Well, she managed somehow to get under the safety bar. And we don't know exactly how she did that, but she was holding on for dear life with her hands about 25, 30 feet up. You can't jump from there. It's too far for her. She's 14 years of age. And so there were people gathered underneath, not just to look, not just to gawk, but actually to catch her when she fell. And so they did. They gathered round, and when she finally couldn't hold on anymore and she fell, one guy was yelling to her, "They'll catch you, honey. Go ahead." So she finally let go. Down she came. She glanced off a tree on her way down, which added to her injuries. She was taken to a hospital. One 47-year-old man who helped break her fall was treated for a back injury, but the people got under there and made sure that she's going to be okay.
Fantastic story. Well done, Harley. Lovely to talk to you.